The Drake Bulldogs come up with a big, big win tonight over the Kansas State Wildcats. Overtime winner Bennett Sturts with the big three for the win. Kevin Lehman was on the call. Kevin, how fun was that for you tonight?
Oh, it was a great game. You know, Sturts turned it on at the end, Harry. 8 of Drake's last 10 points, including that big game winner. But, you know, what a game. It had a game of ebbs and flows with Drake off to a great start. Kansas State kind of settled in, started penetrating the ball a little bit. And then it was a second half. It was a chess match between two coaches on how they were going to defend each other. So it was a fun game to call.
It was interesting to me as I watched and listened to you guys broadcast the game, but how, you know, Coach McCollum's going to keep Bennett Sturts out there the whole time, but he took many possessions off, just kind of hanging in the corner for a while just to get his legs, you know, to survive the game.
Yeah, it was interesting because it put C.J. Jones on him to face guard him, and there's a couple of possessions where Drake just said, we're going to play 4-4 and let those two stand in the corner, kind of like they used to do to you when you were playing back in the driveway.
Exactly, because they knew I couldn't shoot, though. It was a totally different reason. Hey, so you mentioned it, the 8 points in overtime for Sturts. I mean, he just all of a sudden he said, okay, I've got 5 minutes left. I'm going to go dominate the game. I mean, it's like he just flipped the switch and said, it's my time.
Well, he made that big steal, and, you know, and then there's another steal, and Daniel Abreu made that big follow-up and got it in. But, you know, the other story of the game, too, is Mitch Mascari in that first half was unconscious from the three line. I mean, he's got guys hanging on him, and he was knocking them down like just a string of dominoes.
You know, people have been looking at Drake, and now this is their third power conference win, 10-0, and some folks just aren't aware of how good this Bulldog team is.
Well, I think the amazing thing is, you know, that Ben McCollum brought those four guys with him from Northwest Missouri State. They have a national championship, Division II national championship on their resume. And three of them, it's their fifth-year guy. For Mascari, it's his sixth year. So they're older guys. And the terminology, I watched the shoot-around, they understand coaches' terminology, and they've taught the other guys the style of play and the terminology. So it's been somewhat of more of a seamless transition that you would normally expect to happen when you take over a new program.
When, you know, Kevin, you're doing the game and I'm watching it in my basement, right? And at one point during the 1 minute that Mascari sat out, they zoomed in on him and he's over joking on the bench. I mean, there's like 45 seconds left in the game. The game's on the line and he's just smiling and having fun. Not much rattles those 5 and 6 year guys, does it?
I tell you, that's the thing about this team. And the more I learned about him, Daniel Abreu is kind of the team. I wouldn't call him the team clown, but as Ben McCollum said, the guy doesn't watch any basketball unless it's prepped for a game. He's a movie buff. I asked him before the game, I said, what's your favorite movie? And he said, for this game, it's The Matrix, because I'm getting in. He was losing me. He was way above my head. But he goes, I'm not in The Matrix, but I'm seeing The Matrix. That's how I get ready for a game. These guys got some characters on it. I think that's why they're unfazed, because this was a home game for Kansas State.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
No doubt about it. And it didn't faze those Drake players one bit.
You know what was amazing about this, Kevin? I was crunching all the numbers like you do. And actually, this was a bigger game for K-State than it was for Drake in terms of the net. It was a quad one game for K-State and a quad three game for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and also, if you look at Kansas State, they've got to go to Wichita State next. Then they start Big 12 play. So this was a real important game for them. They've had 10 days off since St. John's. Started a different point guard, trying to find the right lineups. It looked like they'd found it in the second half.
Yeah.
But give Drake credit. They just don't go away. I watched their game against Vanderbilt, and I'm like, they should be down 10. And they just kept hanging around. They're down 2, and all of a sudden they take that game and win it fairly easily. This is a really resilient Drake Bulldog team.
And Kevin, my only complaint all night, I mean, I had it several times during the game, is some of those dribble handoffs that they do, they kind of do them a little lackadaisical, and that's where the turnovers were coming.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it's a pretty steady ball-handling team. They turned over 20 times against Vanderbilt, still won, because they dominated them on the glass. But this is a really long Kansas State team.
Yeah.
The concern for Ben McCollum was take away transition baskets and keep Kansas State off the offensive glass. But those turnovers are what got Kansas State revved up and kind of got their offense cooking there, especially in the second half.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your time. What's next for you? Coach McCollum's going to be calling me in a few minutes, but what's next for you? What's your next set of games?
Geez, I got a couple days off, but I believe I've got Darren DeVries, West Virginia, at Kansas on New Year's Eve. But right before that, I do believe I got Southern Illinois at – I got a busy around the holidays. Southern at Northern Iowa. Then I got that West Virginia, Kansas. And I'm right back, Belmont at Northern Iowa. And then we've got the wild card game, Murray State at Drake, January 5th. So that'll be a matchup of two teams. Murray State is a lot better this year. They loaded up with some guys through the transfer portal.
Yeah, and they like to defend. I mean, they're going to be good. I was talking to Coach Prone today. They're going to be okay. They like to really get after it defensively in a different way than they have in the last couple of years. And so I'm excited for them as well.
Yeah, both Drake and Murray State, they take away the three ball. That's one of Drake's strengths, their ability to take away the three ball, and so does Murray. So we'll see if Mascara can get some threes in against this Murray State team. He certainly didn't have any problem tonight against the Big 12 team.
Amazing. That's Kevin Lehman. He was on the broadcast tonight, and he's a spectacular broadcaster and a good friend. Kevin, thanks for your time, buddy.
Hey, you have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
You too, Kevin. Right back at you. Kevin Lehman, we'll be talking with Coach McCollum in just a minute.